It is the year 2000. But where are the flying cars? I was promised flying cars. I don't see any flying cars. Why? Why? Why?
I met a girl. She sure looks sweet. She really knocked me off of my feet. When she said I was her pride and joy, and she was in love with the fat boy.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Gordon from Blog This Pal, and you're listening to February's Record You Should Own. In honor of African American History Month, here's a little lesson. As many of you are aware, in the early to mid-60s, Motown and Stax were two of the leading soul music record labels. What a lot of people don't realize is that period between the late 50s and early 60s, Chicago was the home of a very burgeoning soul scene. You had labels like VJ, who ironically released the first two Beatle albums in America. You had groups like The Impressions and Jerry Butler. And believe it or not, Chess Records took the lead in releasing soul music. Imagine it. Chuck Berry's in jail. Bo Diddley, Howlin' Wolf, and Muddy Waters aren't getting the airplay. So you had to rely on a creative roster of artists. You had Fontella Bass doing Rescue Me. Chess also had a gentleman by the name of Billy Stewart, who is also known as, quote, the Fat Boy. And this month we're featuring the MCA compilation One More Time as our record you should own. Billy's career started, well, not very humbly. His first single, Billy's Blues, features a guitarist that nobody has heard of named Bo Diddley. I mean, whoever thought of a guy named Bo playing guitar? But let's give a little listen. However, Billy Stewart soon proved himself to be an exceptional soul singer. I actually was introduced to Stewart through Soul Shots, which was a series of albums that Rhino had released back in the late 80s, early 90s. It's kind of like one of those Time Life compilations, only cheaper and on vinyl. And one of the albums featured Sitting in the Park, which is a really gorgeous soul ballad. But the song I'm going to play for you is a brief snippet from I Do Love You. It sounds a little bit like Sitting in the Park, but shows an increasing influence of jazz and scat singing, which is what really separates Stewart from the pack. It's a really incredible mix. Let me play this and give it a listen. Oh, I love you so to my love. My mama, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little darling, I said, I love you so to right now. Never, never. Gonna let you go, la la la. Pretty little baby, baby, I want you to try to understand. Sadly, Billy Stewart died in 1970 in a very tragic car accident. But his music, as the cliche goes, lives on. And before I go, I'm going to actually do something I rarely do. I like to play short snippets, but I want to play kind of a long snippet from his version of George Gershwin's Summertime. It's just a really great song, and this is, I think, the centerpiece of the One More Time compilation. This is a great record. If you like soul music, you like jazz, if you like just really good kind of mellow music, and want to hear a singer that doesn't get played on the radio at all, not even on an oldie station, then I really encourage you to go out and get this record. Again, it's One More Time by Billy Stewart. I thank you for listening. And before I turn it over to Summertime, let me just encourage you, as always, to please support your local indie record store. Thanks. La.
La la la.
Seven. You may not know me, but I have $12 billion here that says you'll vote for me regardless.
Phil Ken7. Strength. Leadership. Vision.
Oh, almost forgot. I've taken every drug known to man. And not just orally. Just getting that out there.
Paid for by the people that gave Phil Ken7 $12 billion.
Your line has been temporarily disconnected.